You are no longer a vision or a poem. There was a day and many a night of, wonder, of hope, sometimes waiting, and perhaps other times expecting something to happen. And I've often felt in something like, what daring do I have to stand and think, much less and more, write a poem of hope, a prayer of some sort, like one day something like this will come to happen somehow amidst all the daily events, and sometimes rotten repercussions of doubt and belief that we all have, some mine, most by others, friends. But somehow, in some way, I hoped I would one day stand up across your path, and blatantly, I would tell you I loved you. And you might say, do you know me? And I'll say, what is there to know that can't be proved by your being here and standing there? I have to grow, you have to see. I have to learn, you have to be. And now at the end of the past, as the end nears ever so softly, I can finally see in your eyes truly, fully, and feel what can't possibly ever be felt by many, but a lucky few, chosen ones, it is said. Yes, you are no longer a vision or just a poem. And from my dream of our climb along the many splendid shaft of light, shall a truth of truths forever be born, that no one can ever cast a side glance of doubt over the power of hope or of love and of care. And yes, I have cared. And of trust, oh yes, trust, that indomitable faith which can make or break all of us into worthless, unhappy beings whose desires are masters of oblivion. And reality is just a shadow of what it all could be, or should be, or forever be. Sure, it was hard, and it was painful, but worth it, for in 1 second all that ever was only but a vision, perhaps a hope or two, and a wondrous sight, is now so true, so clear, so perfect, and so inspiring, that I'm not sure there even exists in this unfathomable idea of eternal time and space enough ink and lead to describe you, or maybe even some notes, scales, and some instruments to surround you, or maybe even enough canvas and paints to delineate you, which will truly describe the feelings, not even a second long, of a vision within a vision, which is an incarnate truth, a specialized moment of unbearable joys when all time stands still and shines. Oh, yes, it shines ever so brightly when it finally can be said once and for all, you, my dear, are no longer a vision or even a poem. This is called Tonight, and it was taken after seeing a film that included Allen Ginsberg reading a poem. I call it Tonight, even though I don't like to name my poems. Tonight, we all love somewhere, somehow, someplace, hoping that it all means something. Tonight, to the sound of the interstellar overdrive, we will read a few words in hope that the feelings here today mean something. Tomorrow, maybe, or our feeling for love will be lost forever. Tonight, we all love in London, where we have gathered to add some credence to this art, which has been considered stone soul picnics by people with no vision. Tonight we all shall love somewhere with our friends, hoping that this love is not a sign of our frustration, and that these words may yet again be lost in the nether regions of meaningless. Tonight, we will love in London and elsewhere and state that peace and heart is what we all are about. We will add a few words into those feelings that float and that music helps create. Tonight, the Wild One will take this feeling to the interstellar paths of feeling through his music. So few of us will understand it, but many of us just love it. Tonight, amidst the old women with their baskets, we will play music and read poetry, try to stop a war, and show people some solidarity that this movement is not an idea, but a reality. And tonight, we will, and we all should, love again, this time with compassion and care, for these words are but a memory of another whose interstellar feeling helped develop much of what we do today. Not that it means anything to the proliferations of words, thoughts, ideas in the nets of today and the lack of compassion in lieu of an opinion. Tonight we all love in London to the sound of the interstellar overdrive. Tomorrow we all love in the clouds to the sound of the guardian angels whose trumpets herald a beauty so rare, a style so clear, and a few words as so well placed that created poetry that glitters amidst the pantheons of time and meaningless literature. Tonight we all love sometime, somewhere, somehow. However impossible this may be, it's not about a beard poet or a gay man or a silly ideal. It's about the spirit. Tonight we all love, not just in London, but everywhere, for your words have created so many interstellar paradises where others' visions can come and go and never spend their time worrying about Michelangelo. And though you may be gone, you are now better known than ever and heard. Tonight we all love because you helped us see that it all meant something, somehow, somewhere, in time.